Welcome to My Money Life, a daily financial perspective of Crown Financial Ministry CEO, Chuck Bentley.
This story will change the way you think about the golden rule. One night last month, Julio Diaz, a 31-year-old social worker in the Bronx, stepped off a train and a teenage boy approached him and pulled out a knife. He took Diaz's wallet, but before he left, Diaz turned and said, "Hey, wait a minute. You forgot something. If you're going to be robbing people for the rest of the night, you may as well take my coat and keep warm." Well, the robber turned and looked at him like, "What is going on?" And he finally said, "Why are you doing this?" Diaz replied, "Well, if you're willing to risk your freedom for a few dollars, then I guess you really need the money. And all I was going to do was go get dinner, and hey, if you want to join me, you're more than welcome." Diaz says he and the team went into the diner and sat in the booth and had dinner. When the bill arrived, Diaz told him, "Well, I guess you're going to have to pay the bill because I don't have any money, and I can't pay for it. So if you give me my wallet back, I'll gladly treat you." The team didn't even blink an eye. He returned the wallet, and Diaz gave him $20, and in exchange, the teen handed over the knife to Diaz. Matthew 6 says, "Love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you, and if someone strikes you on one cheek, turn to him the other also. If someone takes your cloak, do not stop him from taking your tunic. Give to everyone who asks you. And if anyone takes what belongs to you, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you."
You've been listening to My Money Life with Chuck Bentley, CEO of Crown Financial Ministries. For more information about Crown, go to crown.org. That's crown.org.